This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's kick out a little Forgiveness Friday. I want to ask for forgiveness from the person from the 682 who's given us all kinds of awesome stats. They think Pollard, 500 yards receiving, Zeke, 1,050, and Jarwin, 1,000. Holy crap, if Jarwin gets 1,000 yards, that would be amazing. Do people need to ask for forgiveness from Lou Williams? Because apparently some companies have started joking about or talking about Lemon Pepper Lou, and he's like, hey, I trademarked that. If you're going to send me a check, that's fine. Otherwise, he said, I got my attorneys on it. Is he just a smart businessman, and we've been sleeping on this whole process?
Can I say that then? Can I say it on air?
As long as you're not using it for an advertisement, I think you're going to be okay.
Oh, okay. That's smart business on his part. That's awesome. So do you think that he did that on purpose?
Yes.
So that he could get the Lemon Pepper Lou wings out there? Oh, my God. That was brilliant.
I'm starting to think he's a secret genius, and yeah. I just misjudged this whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a brilliant and bold move on his part to leave the NBA bubble for a funeral, only to make it a business situation.
From the 214, Kevin needs forgiveness for hating on Tom Brady. He's just jealous that Tom is hot. Man, if you've listened to the history of the show, I'll tell you about a hot man. So I don't think you have to worry about that. I hate Tom Brady because I think that he's a garbage human being.
I got to come up with something better to say to beat that.
That'll probably be.
Do you think that DeAndre Hopkins needs to ask for forgiveness after he threw shade at the Houston Texans last night?
I mean, they were dropping some passes.
Or did he just say?
What'd he
say? They scored a touchdown with the guy that they traded for.
He tweeted
Remember that
out,
one touchdown they scored when the game mattered?
I do.
He tweeted out at 11:17 p.m. last night, grateful. I don't know exactly what that means, but he just tweeted out grateful.
See, it means when you're, like, really thankful and, you know, like, have things in the proper perspective.
I always spell that word wrong, too. I thought it was G-R-E-A-T-ful, but it's like, great, like, as in cheese.
Oh.
I guess.
Huh. I don't know if this person deserves forgiveness or not, but NASCAR said yesterday that they were suspending Mike Wallace indefinitely, but they didn't really want to elaborate about what he said, and so I don't know, but I feel like if you get suspended indefinitely, it was probably something pretty bad.
Yeah, I feel like indefinite suspensions are like, yo, you did something, we got to figure out what to do about it, but you just can't be here right now, which means it's probably bad.
From the 682, do we need forgiveness for not having Battle of the Beasts on? Man, Corey, you know that was a moneymaker right there. Have we dropped the ball by not having Battle of the Beasts?
Mike,
well, that's why we're winning the hockey thing, because the stars at night are big and bright in the night.
How did nobody else clap?
No.
You never lived in Texas before?
I was busy trying to listen to what Mike's talking about.
Did you clap?
The stars at night.
At home, we're playing. In your car, did you clap?
Deep in the heart.
Too late.
Texas.
Too late.
That being said, we didn't do that. Did we have that discussion about a night versus a star? And by the way, did y'all see recently that a star weighs like a whole bunch of pounds? Like, I just learned this.
How do you accept that, but not my cloud weight?
Because a star is made of a solid.
Yeah, science, bro.
Can't weigh fog.
So,
this conversation is a gift that keeps
just
on giving.
Mark, you can't weigh fog. Not just for Masterpiece of the Week. I just feel like at some point There will be a useful time when we use the drop. You can't wait.
I think I'm going to make that my notification tone for when Mike texts me.
Can't wait, fog.
Just so you can laugh a little bit. Yeah. That or I'm not a compass. Those two things are the funniest things I've heard. That and Fruit Lops. Oh my! This week has been awesome, dude.
That might be my. I've told multiple people about the Fruit Lops thing.
My brother-in-law texted me this morning. It was like still laughing about Fruit Lops. So.
Oh my god. All right. Anything else that you guys need to atone for that you might need forgiveness for?
315, please forgive me for locking my wife's car key and her spare car key in her car.
How'd you do that? Ooh.
Please forgive me for being stupid when I worked at the car wash. The first time I saw car keys get locked in a car, they said we're going to open it with the Slim Jim. And I was like 98% sure that they were going to bring a big giant Slim Jim the meat stick out. And that is not what they brought out.
My wife, before we got married, we were in an apartment complex, and she and my dad and I all went somewhere for the day. She pulled her car in and parked it in the parking lot. When we got home, I said, "Why are your brake lights on?" She had left her car on for 8 hours.
Oh,
she got out of the car and left her car keys in, and then got in our car and drove off and left her car there for 8 hours that day. She's done that a lot, though. So she locks her cars. But now, like, cars don't allow you to do that anymore. So I never do that. I'm smart.
Oh, big time. Key is right. Entry.
You know what I'm saying?
Kevin, don't even have to turn the key and my car's in Plano.
Me too, from the 469. I would have clapped, but I was texting and driving. Oh, no. From the 903, I clapped and immediately hit a pothole. You'll be hearing from my friends at Frankel & Frankel. From the 218, I forgive y'all. I trademarked Fruit Lofts. All right, right now, let's transition over to Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
In stereo.
Wow, that's amazing. Should I just stop playing the intro and you do it?
Nope, I like it the way that it is.
Okay. Well,
oh, I thought that was a technical glitch. I did not realize that Corey
was me
also
singing along with myself. Some artists do that, man.
Oh,
they'll do their
Don't
own backup
ever call
vocals.
Yourself an artist. Stop that.
Hold
right
on, I can't
now.
Call myself a celebrity.
Stop
I can't
that.
Call myself an artist. Come on.
No, you're already too hyped up about your car. Don't stop it. Yeah.
I'm just gonna skip the intro because Corey, you also called yourself this.
I hate this because I was called Bubble Butt in high school, but he has a bubble butt. I was.
How are you gonna call somebody that when you said you got?
I
called
did not
that?
Nickname him that. Somebody nicknamed me that in my childhood.
Okay.
And I don't like that. It
it's
hurt
better
my
than calling like fat A.
I got that too, Mike.
Me too.
Marginally better, I think.
But
well, like bubble butt. Sometimes it's good to have a bubble butt. Like it means like,
talk about it.
You could have like a shapely butt, but like fat A is like different. Right.
She said she wanted to run up
there's
and
a,
jump
I think
and sit down
difference.
On my bottom. She said it's a bubble butt. I just want to sit on it. I don't understand.
Okay.
Sorry for talking over that.
It hurt my feelings. That's what you're sorry for is talking over it?
Yeah, not your emotional well-being. We're talking over that.
I mean, while we're on the topic of cheeks.
Hey, sweet cheeks. Don't.
Why'd you say that?
I think I was talking
was
about
talking
what I think the Washington front office was like, where he was like, what's the problem? A hot girl walks in and you're like, hey, sweet cheeks. And like, that's what they think is acceptable.
Do you think it's acceptable?
I mean, no.
Good. Glad to get that clear.
Have you
though.
Ever referred to a woman as sweet cheeks?
I mean, I talk a lot of trash, so probably at some point, just as a joke. And realistically, I don't think so.
The correct answer was no.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to be honest. I regret that now. I meant no.
You don't have to be honest all the time.
Crap. Not bad.
Can't see masterpiece motto.
No. I know what to do. Tom Brenneman taught me what to do in this situation. I have never used that word ever, except for that one time that you caught it on audio. It never happened except for that one time. So there you go.
We'll see how that goes for you. this apparently is the posterior episode masterpiece of the week, as Mike said this.
Porzingis has zero dunk in his trunk.
Man. Sorry. I'm sorry, Mike, that I talked over that one.
It's okay. That one just won't win. I got more.
It's true. He does have more.
Here we go.
Like, I guess this.
How long can she hold her breath?
I don't know. Why am I so offended by that question, too?
You got all freaked out about that.
Yeah. Remember who that was about?
No, was she swimming?
I don't think it was about that.
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right.
Reggie, do you remember?
Not at all.
Dang it. That one's going to have a tough time winning, too.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Here we go, Bassick.
So let me break this up, because this I know oftentimes it feels like we're getting just a whole bunch of innuendo. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we just make fun of ourselves for saying stupid stuff. And in walks the combo of Mike and Kevin. Who would like to go first here, gentlemen?
I'll go first.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. This sounded, when you originally said it, it sounded really dumb to me. But maybe I'm, after hearing it a few more times, maybe I'm the one messing up. Y'all let me know if I'm taking this incorrectly.
Did what Morris do wasn't on purpose?
Did what that, Morris do?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Play that again.
Did what Morris do wasn't on purpose?
I think Reggie and I were like, what the... What is he doing? What happened in his mouth just now?
I mess up words all the time.
You're supposed to say what Morris did?
I don't know.
Man. You know what? I stand by that.
All the words were there. It just might have not been put in the right order.
That's a fair point.
It's like whenever you have people that are holding up signs and they're all just out of order and you're like, you over here. That's the way it should have been shuffled.
All right, now Mike's turn, where he went to do a live spot and it didn't quite.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
All right, guys, more than ever, it's time to prioritize your wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. Get in control. Oh my God, I can't talk right now. Screw this. We're starting this over. Give me another 60 seconds.
I was watching on the Zoom, and I just could not stop laughing. We're going to need to play that one more time, because he looks so defeated and, like, slammed his paper down. It was so funny.
All right, guys, more than ever, it's time to prioritize your wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. Get in control. Oh my God, I can't talk right now. Screw this. We're starting this over. Give me another 60 seconds.
I love the can-do it attitude, though. Yeah. He's like, you know what? We're starting over.
There's going to be another one next week where he just bailed on his live spot because he realized 5 seconds in it was supposed to be for something different. And he goes, well, they're great, too, but what are you talking about right now? This.
Yeah. And when he restarted, didn't he restart with the wrong one again and he had to reboot?
So that's a little tease for next week on Masterpiece of the Week.
That's why you time have for to my listen. Partners.
All right, so let's add another entrant into the categories here. We're going to go with the manager of your Texas Rangers, Chris Woodward, as he said this.
We see him every day, you know, power shagging, going after balls. I mean,
he petered out at the very end.
He
absolute
just
trailed
out there. With
he realized the last second that he was like, that's going on Masterpiece of the Week. Dang it.
One more time for you.
We see him every day, you know, power shagging, going after balls. I mean, you know.
Man.
Mike, what's power shagging?
It's where you're working hard off the bat. So when you're
sure
taking batting practice, you are working hard in the outfield trying to get all the fly balls.
Okay. Thanks. It could have been
or
worse.
Or working on your game. You can work on the grounders, too.
That could have been much worse.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
I accept.
I'm glad that I believe that was Joey. Working hard. Always great to hear.
There's a fun game during batting practice that if you catch it in the air, it's 100 points. And if you catch it on a one-hopper, it's 50 points. And if you miss it, it's negative 100 points.
Oh.
And so you try to add up. Like, you can play to 500 or you can play to 1,000. It just matters kind of how many guys are out there. But kind of to try to make shagging more interesting.
I get it. Let's invite the morning show into these Ooh. Proceedings, as it looks like Sean finally got over the hump.
But first, I'm finally doing it.
Congratulations, buddy. I mean,
just wow.
I kind of
can we get a round of applause
that.
For Sean
that was
here?
13 months ago,
yeah.
Said that.
I kind of figured when the baby came along that is how that happened. But you know, I'm proud of him.
Very happy for him. And then, obviously, I said the morning show, so it's not just Sean. RJ submitted whatever the hell this is.
Oh!
Actually, Sean was involved there, too.
What was that?
What was that?
Did they just love the segment?
One more time.
Oh!
Whoa. Sounds like they're doing the Legion of Doom intro. Oh, that is disturbing.
Let's go back to Mike Bacsik. As you know, he had a very, very interesting idea on, you know, trying to help coach up the Stars to victory.
They put their goalie on the bottom, and then they stacked another two people on top, and there's nowhere to shoot the puck.
This is terrible hockey strategy.
Why? I don't think it is. I still don't think it is. You just block the whole goal. Unless it's illegal. Unless somebody tells me it's illegal, nobody can ever score.
Yeah. You just get a one-goal lead.
You still have three other guys skating. We did it yesterday. We didn't give up the goal when it was 3-on-5, but then we let another guy
on
the ice.
4-on-5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we let it in. So let's just go 3-on-5 or maybe 6 because there's no way we can score in this situation, but there's no way they can. Mm-hmm.
Great point. And finally, Jared Sandler with this fantastic statement.
Suck it, Mike. They are in the game.
Wow.
Oh, he demoralizes me every time we talk.
Suck it, Mike. They are in the game.
Oh, man.
This is tough. This is a tough week because I think at the moment, Kevin, did you get a win last week or no? I can't remember.
I do not. But by the way, I just got a question from my wife. Is Mike trying to win Masterpiece of the Week?
That's I still haven't thing. Figured that out.
I don't think he is. He just says things that, in retrospect, you're like, what?
And worth noting, as the curator of Masterpiece of the Week, I try and avoid the things that seem very obvious attempts to win Masterpiece of the Week. And yet, here Mike is dominating the game still.
Bam! In your face.
From the 682, Sean and RJ sound like they were power
shagging. Oh, my gosh. We cannot start combining some of these things. We're in trouble. I'm going to vote for Mike's just give up on his live spot and then restart.
All right, guys, more than ever, it's time to prioritize your wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. Get in control. Get what? Oh, my God, I can't talk right now. Screw this. We're starting this over. Give me another 60 seconds.
I'm going with Kevin's approach to what he calls the ladies.
The ladies. Hey, sweet cheeks. Did you just pick that one because you know Jess is listening right now?
Yes.
Unfortunately, that commercial thing's going to happen to me about 6 to 10 times a year at least. So, but I'm pretty good at making up for it, so I'm voting for me.
Oh, you're voting for that too?
Well, you want me to vote for something else? Tell me what
I'm
to vote for.
I'm not telling you what to vote
for. Do
whatever
you want. You're a grown-ass man.
And because I want to open this up to the fans, I will also vote for Kevin saying sweet cheeks.
Oh! Hey, sweet cheeks. Oh, no. All right. So Mike's live spot versus me saying sweet cheeks. Go ahead.
I can't believe nobody voted for Sean and RJ power shagging.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.